just going over to Facebook now and entitled this video, "The Fear of the Lord is to Hate Evil. Abhor that which is evil. Abstain from all appearance of evil." Good morning, Facebook. Glad that you're with us this morning. It's early, early morning. It's about 2:30 in the morning here in Pineville, Missouri. A little after. And I hope you're having a good Thursday morning. We've entitled this video, "The Fear of the Lord is to Hate Evil." Proverbs 8:13. Abhor that which is evil, abstain from all appearance of evil. Looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear us. Hear me. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. As ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. In him is no sin. I just read from Romans 12:9, 1 Thessalonians 5:22, Hebrews 12:15, Psalm 65:18, 1 Corinthians 5:6-8, 1 Corinthians 11:28 through 2 Timothy 2:19, and Hebrews 7:26, and 1 John 3:5. Well, all of us struggle with flesh, sin, and the devil, but God has given us victory over sin. David struggled with sin. We have a record of that in the 51st chapter of Isaiah when he says, "Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." And we are not to look upon anything, to lust upon anything. Our eyes are to be upon Christ. I'm glad that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. I'm glad that he grants forgiveness of sins. He tells us if we confess our sins, he is able and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we really fear the Lord, we will hate evil. We will abhor that which is evil. And we will abstain from all the appearance of evil. The Holy Spirit can convict us of our sin and bring us to a point of repentance. The serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die. Your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguile Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. We don't have to have all of this academia. Learning upon learning. All we need to know is that Christ died for our sins. He's risen again, seated at the right hand of God. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Genesis 3, 4, and 5. 2 Corinthians 11, 3, Ephesians 6, 10 and 11, and 13 through 17, and 2 Corinthians 2, 11. We should have an awesome fear of the Lord, and we should hate evil. We find ourselves returning to the beggarly elements of this world. We should cry out to God for mercy, to grant us forgiveness of our sins. Yes, from a legal standpoint, he's forgiven us of our past, our present, and our future sins. But he always brings his elect child to repentance of them. I'm glad that we are adopted into his family. Even when we're wayward children, he forgives his wayward lambs. I'm glad that he never ceases loving us, that his love is an everlasting love. And when we fail and falter and succumb to sin, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ forgives us again. Satan is a very conniving, evil, deceitful entity. And he is the great tempter. Jesus Christ is victorious over sin and death, the grave. Lo, in the grave, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose the victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. Death could not keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that he died for us and secured for us a place in heaven, that his death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was his ultimate sacrifice, and the Father looked upon it and said, "It is finished. It never has to be replenished." Well, I'm glad for the marvelous grace of God. I'm glad for forgiveness of sins. I'm glad for reconciliation, restoration. That's what Jesus Christ is all about to his people. So today, if you have, like Peter, denied Christ, or like David, strayed from the fold. Peter denied the Lord three times and swore he never knew him. But he'd been chosen before time began. Satan has desired to sift you, me and you, and will, and you will turn away. But I have prayed for you, Peter, and you will be okay." Full of fear and anger, Peter denied he knew the Son of God. How many times have we denied him too? Satan has desired to sift us as well. But if Christ has prayed for us, we will never suffer hell. All we like sheep have gone astray, turning everyone to his own way. But the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So if the Father has given us to his Son, when asked by Christ, "Lovest thou me?" our answer can only be, "Because thou hast prayed for me." Our only hope is in the work of Christ, not because we have done anything nice. Well, may the good Lord be with you this morning. And if you've gone through temptations, if you've succumbed to sin, there is an answer. And the answer can only be found in the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. May the good Lord be with you this morning is my prayer. God bless.